This is Larry on the Law, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
1-800-222-KABC. Next few minutes, if you have any debt question, debt issue, give us a call at 1-800-222-KABC. Please welcome to the show Craig Zimmerman. Craig, how you doing?
Pretty good, Larry. I appreciate the time to be here.
Well, my pleasure. So, it's rough out there.
Yeah, it is rough out there. A lot of people are struggling.
We've got a 12.4% unemployment rate in California, and that's probably understated.
No, that's way understated. I mean, you know it doesn't take those that are off unemployment, stop looking. I mean, those numbers are pretty well understated.
All right. Talk about your typical client, typical person that they calls you.
My typical client, it's tough to really give you a typical client because we run the gamut from, you know, people in their 70s, 80s that have helped support kids and now have $20,000, $30,000 in debt into someone I just saw yesterday who runs a business. He runs basically a bed and breakfast up here in L.A. County, $2.5 million he owes on the house. And was behind on a house, and we're trying to figure out how we, I'm sorry, behind on the business, and the loan on the business. We're trying to figure out how to keep them in that. So my client base runs from the very simple to the much, much more complex. But the meat and potatoes, where we really look at your average Joe on the street, you know, married.
What happens? He loses a job, gets his hours cut.
You know, you have a lot of that. You have a lot of the loses job, hours cut. You know, sometimes it's just the pressure of everything. You start to realize that I'm behind. The bills are behind. I look at the credit card statements. I'm not making the payments on time, and I see the balances aren't going down. I'm starting to lose sleep over it. I'm fighting with my significant other. It doesn't necessarily take that triggering event, Larry. You know, sometimes
that's politically correct of you, significant other.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, I'm a Brooklyn boy like me. Yeah, just don't do that.
He's a New York guy.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Significant other. 1-800-222-5222 is the number. Craig Zimmerman is my guest. If you've got any kind of debt issue, give us a call right now. He'll be here for a few more minutes. 1-800-222-5222. You're getting phone calls now from debt collectors. What do you do? You hang up on them? I mean, seriously, what do you do when someone calls you up and says?
Well, I think a lot of people avoid the calls. But a lot more people, which this amazes me, because Larry, you should know, I started in law school as a bill collector, so this is where I come from, is they try to talk to the bill collector as if the bill collector and the bank is your friend. You know, look, we've been doing business together for 5, 10, 20 years. I've had your card. You know me. You trust me. I'm a good person. And that's not true. And they try to rationalize with the bill collector, or they think that if the bill collector makes a statement or gives them an offer, this must be the best for me. And that's the worst thing to do. If you're getting calls from bill collectors and you're starting to see that's not going to stop, it's time to call a guy like me.
Should people be proactive before the calls from the bill collectors start?
Ideally, you would be, but sometimes I think it's the bill collector to get you to realize you're in trouble. But if you're at that point where you're a month or so, you know, I've paid the bills this month, but I don't know how I'm going to do it next month, yeah, then you should go see someone. It's funny, back when I was a bill collector, I don't think you got a call till you were about 60, 90 days late. Mm-hmm. But due to the economic crisis we've had the last few years, I hear clients telling me they were a day late and the bill collector is yelling at them, what do you mean you haven't paid us? Why won't you pay us? That's intimidating, and it really should tell you what the bank thinks of you.
Craig Zimmerman is my guest. The number is 1-800-222-5222. Got any kind of debt question, give us a call at 1-800-222-5222. All right, so a guy loses his job. He's been out of work 6-9 months. The credit card debt's piling up. He's falling behind now in his mortgage. He's starting to quarrel with his wife. You get a phone call. What do you do?
Well, we're going to sit down, and the first thing I want to know is I want to understand everything. I want to know, what do you make? What's your prospects for a job? What are your goals? And the goals are very important. If you're still going to be unemployed, you think, do you want to save the house? Do you have the ability to save the house? What's your regular monthly expenses? So that I can understand your financial history for a good year or so, 6 months to a year. And at that point, I'm going to sit down with you and I'm going to tell you what your options are, what you could do, if what I think you could do right now, and if circumstances change for you, what I think you can do. And then, you know, from there, we'll go on to what I think you know, more importantly, is right now.
Do you call the credit card companies? Do you tell them we're going to work something out? Do you try to get a reduction in the payment?
I don't get a reduction in the payment.
They won't do that.
That's a consumer credit counseling service. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. It depends on the situation you're in. You know, for certain clients, what we're really going to do is we're going to settle with the debt. So we're going to, first thing we do for any client, let me take a step back, Larry, is I'm going to, once you retain my office, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to call the creditor. And we're going to let the creditor know that I retain, you've retained my office.
What's the creditor's reaction when you call? Are they happy that somebody has now taken this guy's life and you're dealing, they're dealing with an expert, or are they not happy?
Oh, no, no, no. You're talking about, you know, average bill collector is just really upset that he's not getting paid and he's not going to make his goals. Mm-hmm. So he's not happy to hear that. That they're not jumping for down saying congratulations.
Will retaining you stop this guy now from getting the phone calls at home?
He's not supposed to call you. A bill collector's not supposed to call you. But some do, and then we get to sue them. That's the more fun part of my job. Mm-hmm. But the law says once you retain counsel, you get to answer the phone and say, I've retained me, Craig Zimmerman. Call him, and then they get to deal with me.
Joe is in Buena Park. Joe, you're on with Craig Zimmerman and Larry. How you doing, Joe?
I'm fine, Larry. Thank God you're back on the radio.
Yeah. Well, and Craig will tell you my creditors are even more happy than you are.
Well, I'm one of those famous 99ers. And I'm not behind yet, but...
Oh, a 99er in that your unemployment benefits have run out.
Yeah, I've got that terrible handicap of being 50-plus.
Right.
I'm not behind yet. Are there mortgage companies? Can I mention who I'm with?
I would mention it. Let's just go on with where you're saying.
Okay, anyway, if I could get a grace period for a year or two or just a year... of interest only, or, you know, on my mortgage, I could probably slip through without ruining the rest of my credit, or am I just hoping on a star?
I don't do loan modifications, but I'm going to tell you my experience and what I understand you're hoping on a star. The way the banks work and the way the debt market works is they've already sold your mortgage to someone else, and they've promised them payments, so they're not going to give you an interest only thing. It won't hurt you to give it a shot. It's going to be funny is that I don't think they're going to want to talk to you until you're behind, because when you're current, why should we talk to you?
Yeah, I know. It is ridiculous.
It's really the most absurd thing I've ever seen, that a mortgage company or a credit card company or a bank won't talk to you while you're current, saying, look, I'm in trouble. Let's keep me current and let's work something out. They want you to go behind, because then they start to realize that, hey, you weren't kidding.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Joe.
Thanks
for the call. What about people who are behind in their taxes?
There's a lot you can do for people who are behind on their taxes. It really depends on their financial situation, their ability to pay the taxes. We can do everything from offering compromises to payment plans to even a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. And that's one of the things I think most people don't realize is if I put you in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, which is a reorganization, and it's a simplified reorganization, I can pay back the back taxes. And if the IRS hasn't filed a lien or the lien hasn't attached anything, you don't have many assets, I can pay it back without any future interest and penalties. And that can be a substantial savings and keep you back on the road to recovery.
All right. Real quickly, who's easier to deal with, the state of California regarding taxes or the IRS? Neither.
Neither.
None of the above.
Yeah, none of the above.
All right. Craig Zimmerman, Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman. Craig, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
All right. Larry and the Law, see you next Saturday at 3 o'clock and during the week, 9 a.m. to noon. Sage from South Central. You got it. Out.